Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, everybody. This is Fred, the submarine guy, coming to you. Today we're going to talk about baby boomers, Generation X, and Generation Y, and millennials, and how we got suckered in by the 40-40-40 plan. Basically, we were taught that by parents, schools, relatives, colleges, and even the government got in the act by offering us Social Security and welfare and food stamps and all that kind of stuff that kind of said, hey, we'll take care of you. No one actually taught us to go out and make our own business and sell ourselves and that kind of thing, which we now are starting to learn is kind of critical. There were a lot of things that happened in the 40-40-40 plan that prevented it from happening. Just a couple of things here. Divorce, taxes, mortgages, all those things prevent you from saving up enough money so you can retire at age 55 or 60 and live out another 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 years on your savings. It just really can't hardly happen in this economy, in this world environment. So there's got to be something else that, let me move this around a little bit, that would help you out. So we talk about baby boomers and Gen X and Gen Y, and what do those really mean? Well, I went over to Wikipedia and I searched out, in case you didn't know, baby boomers were born from 1943 to 1960. Generation X from 1960s, the mid-60s to the mid-80s. And Generation Y and Millennials, which really is the same group, they just kind of got different names. Those were from the early 80s through the early 2000s. So we kind of put those in bins based on generation gaps, but they're really different groups of people. And so if you are thinking about marketing your business or services to them, you can't put people in a bin like that and say, hey, the group that's known as baby boomers or the group that's known as millennials will like this. You really need to dig deeper into your target market and your products and services, define your perfect avatar and your perfect target market, and then base your advertising on that in conjunction with the information you've gained from studying the baby boomers and the millennials and the Gen X and Yers kind of thing. So that's kind of how you work that into this strategy is it's just a part of defining your perfect avatar and your target market. So what do you need for running an online business? You may not need all these things, but these are pretty basic things here. Your personal website really helps to set you apart and also set you up to have your own blog instead of setting it up on a free space somewhere. That way you can put up custom articles, videos, audios, that kind of thing. Brand yourself, make a niche for yourself so that you're marketing you and not your product or your service necessarily. Get a custom email address. If you have your own domain, you can have your own email address, your custom email address. And the reason I say that is if you use a free email address like from Gmail or Hotmail to market, you're more likely to end up, your messages are more likely to end up in the spam filters. Unlike if you use a domain-based email, which if you have your own domain, you can do. So it's very simple change, but it's very powerful in marketing to stay out of the spam filters so that you can get more of your messages read. One of the things you almost have to do in this day and age is become proficient at video. And you don't have to be on camera like I got, you know, my little headshot here on camera that I can move around, you at least need to be able to talk over a picture or like I'm doing over a PowerPoint kind of thing so that you can get your message across. Videos are so much more powerful than emails alone or social media posts or any of that kind of stuff. The more proficient and better you get at video, the better you'll get in your response to your marketing, I guarantee it. Social media obviously is big. Don't try to master it all. There's too many venues. You could spend your whole life trying to master those, and there'd still be ones coming out after you did that. Again, go back to your perfect avatar, your target market. Find out where they're hanging out. You know, if it's Facebook, then become proficient at Facebook. If it's Instagram, become proficient at Instagram, and marketing on Instagram is kind of the idea. But work it in with your marketing strategy, not trying to master all of the social media. List building is the most critical factor. Foot stomp, foot stomp, hand stomp, hand stomp. You've got to be building your list throughout your career so that if one of your products or services goes south, or your MLM company goes out of business, or your affiliate program gets shut down, or whatever you're marketing, you can still have your email list and immediately shift over to another product or another service and market that back to your email list that you've built religiously. I can't emphasize enough that you need to be building your list from day one. Everybody starts with one prospect. Actually, everybody starts with zero, right? And then you'll get your first prospect, your second, your 10th, your 50th, your 100th, your 1,000th prospect. You'll be making sales just by sending emails. And that's really what this online business stuff is all about. Lead generation, obviously, is a close second. You know, it's kind of like the chicken or the egg. Do you generate leads or you build your list first, right? But you got to become proficient at lead generation and making lead capture pages and that kind of thing. And there's tons of ways to do that. You just need to pick one and learn it. So those are the kind of basics for online marketing kind of thing. You can get more over at my site, submarineguy.com. I've got my resources and lead sources linked up for you. If you have any questions, you can email me, fred@submarineguy.com, and I can get back to you quickly. Hope you like the article. If you're watching this on YouTube, give me a thumbs up and subscribe to my channel, and you can get all of my videos first so you can see them first. Have a great day.